As Detroit gets back up on its feet following the bankruptcy, we've seen the development action centered on downtown, Corktown, Midtown. Now, a developer stepping up to put ideas and dollars into a Westside Detroit neighborhood, the Herman Kiefer Complex. And a meeting today before the Detroit Planning Commission could take this all to the next level. Dan Austin of the Detroit Free Press joins us now. Who's the developer, Dan?
Well, his name is Ron Castellano. He's from New York. He's done a lot of work in the Lower East Side, going into neighborhoods or areas that might be a little rougher on the edges and helping to revive beautiful buildings within the neighborhood and create things like street markets and all this other stuff to take a neighborhood that many had written off and breathe new life into it.
And anyone who has driven along the Lodge Freeway M10, if you're around Claremont, you have seen the now-closed Herman Kiefer Hospital. That's a huge, huge building, but there's certainly more to the site, isn't there?
Right. So the Kiefer Hospital itself is 450,000 square feet, which is huge, and that would be an ambitious project on its own. But Castellano is actually looking at including 9 other buildings in this project, including 2 beautiful abandoned schools, Crossman and Hutchins, as part of this grand campus, I guess, if you want to call it. So it's certainly ambitious, especially given the neighborhood that it's in. I wouldn't call it a horrible neighborhood, but it definitely is a little rough, a lot of abandoned houses, but a really strong community, and he says that is what the key to making this deal work is.
Well, as I read your front page story in today's Free Press, it really struck me that Castellano is taking a bottom-up grassroots approach to his plans instead of top-down. Tell us how the community's gotten engaged with this and what he's done to reach out.
I mean, I don't think a deal like this works without the community getting involved and pumped about the project. I mean, he told me that he had people lining up to volunteer to help him make this happen. I mean, the community is almost fully on board, almost nothing but praise. So it's really a development that we have not seen in Detroit. It's, you know, you have this stuff with the Griswold building or the Albert on Capitol Park in Detroit displacing seniors and all these cries of gentrification and all this other stuff. Castellano's moving into a neighborhood that has not seen any development at all in the past couple of decades, and bringing them in from the very beginning. It's incredibly an unorthodox way to do business in Detroit.
And am I right? He has bought a house in the neighborhood and he's fixing it up for himself?
Yeah, yeah. He's planning on, he says that he wants to be here. He wants to get his hands dirty. He wants to immerse himself in the community and be a part of it. Now, that's not to say he's going to live here 365 days a year, but instead of buying a vacation house in Florida or Hawaii, he's buying one in North Detroit.
And your story says he's poised to spend, what, some $75 million and possibly more than that?
Right. So it's a complicated deal because there are a lot of uncertainties in it. But given how unorthodox this deal itself is, you know, there are a lot of uncertainties. It's an 8-year project. Things could shift in the market that might put other buildings on track to for redevelopment before others, or maybe not doing all 10. So the minimum is $75 million, but he says that it could be twice that if he were to do all 10 buildings.
And hearkening back to what you said, he's got a track record of doing this in New York.
Not on the scale, but I mean, certainly going into neighborhoods and really making them shine again. I mean, one of his buildings, a Forward building in New York, absolutely stunning. I mean, he's really a developer unlike Dan Gilbert. Not knocking Dan Gilbert, but he's not that type of guy. He told me that he wouldn't do this kind of development in Midtown. That doesn't interest him. He likes going in and actually changing the neighborhood and helping lift it back up.
He's presenting his plans to the Detroit Planning Commission today, according to your story, and then what?
Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the City Council with the, you know, likely approval of the City Planning Commission. I haven't heard any reason to believe that the City Planning Commission will deny this deal, shoot it down. So it goes to the council. Don't have a timetable on that. It depends on when they can get a hearing, but he is eager to get started. He says, you know, if council approves, they can start working on this as early as next month.
Dan Austin, Detroit Free Press. Always good to talk with you. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks, Cindy.